أحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Yesterday we had discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world for a maqsad, for an objective. Anybody goes, you go to the for a job interview, so a person will take your interview, see what qualifications you have got. Then he will give you a job description. And then your pay you will get at the end of the month. Nobody gets the pay in the month. At the end of the month, a person gets his pay. But he has to do the work. So you got 1 month, you must do the work in that month. At the end of the month, you will get your pay. However, if you're a good employee, and you're working well during the month, the boss sees a very, very hard-working person, you give him a better office maybe, some perks he will get. He will get some benefits. He will get some benefits. And if the person decides himself, let me take my own benefits, so he starts stealing a little bit here, starts doing some wrong here, he's flirting with the boss's secretary. So the boss might make a bit stubborn, keep quiet a bit. But at the end of the month, give him one kick from there. And he'll push him in problems. I won't pay you a salary. And if a person is working well, the boss might give him double salary at the end of the month. So we are living in this world for a short while. We have to do our job, our work. If we do our work, at the end of the month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay us, and the pay is in Jannat. And if a person hasn't done his work properly, he's stealing, cheating, doing all the wrong things, in Akhirat, then he'll be in big, big problems. And while a person is living in this world, the more obedient he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the perks Allah will give him on the side. That's not the objective. The objective is Jannat. But in this world also, Allah ta'ala will give the person, not outward things of this world. The main thing Allah will give a person is the happiness of the heart, contentment of the heart. Some people are very, very wealthy. They've got so much of dunya, but there's no happiness in their life. And the awliya Allah, you find them, they might have nothing of the dunya, but Allah makes their heart happy. And this is the most important thing. Al-ghina, ghina al-nafs. The heart of a person must be happy. The heart must be contented. And this is a gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to his friends, to the awliya Allah. So anyhow, and we mentioned there are different kinds of abd, servants. You get abdul shaitan, the servant of shaitan. Then Abdul Khamis, Abdul Dinar, Abdul Dirham, Abdul Khamisa, person who is a slave of his clothing. Then you get one, Abdul Hawa, a person who is a slave of his Hawa, his desires. فَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the person who has made his desires his God? This is the worst type, the ulama say. In one narration, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi quote, he says that there is nothing which is worshipped more, which is worse to be worshipped than a person's hawa and a person's desires. That is the worst form of worship, when a person follows his desires. And they say that there, a person, the command of Allah Ta'ala comes, he says, why must I follow that? I want to follow what I feel, my mind, my understanding. So to a person following his desires, this is also one type of slavery of a person. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants us to come out of this slavery, and Allah wants us to become Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And yet Allah Ta'ala did not say Ibadullah, the servants of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala used the word Rahman. Because Allah is so loving, Allah is so merciful, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is so kind, that automatically a person must fall for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As Abu Bazruf mentioned, Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani, most likely he mentioned in one kitab, that in Surah Fatiha we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Whereas Surah Fatiha is a surah where a person is performing salah, and salah is supposed to have shown the azama, the greatness, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that many, many people, shaitan deceived them. They became so frightened of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is so great, Allah is so powerful, how can I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I can't go to Allah. If I disobey Allah, Allah will destroy me, Allah will punish me. They had this in their mind. So shaitan said, no, you must go to that buzrug, he's very pious. You make him happy, then Allah will get happy. To make human beings happy is very, very easy. To make Allah happy is very, very hard. So then many, many people, because of this, they went towards kufr and shirk. Because they were so frightened of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over shows his quality of mercy. Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafur al-rahim. Everywhere the mercy of Allah ta'ala, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Two qualities of Allah's mercy shown in the Surah Fatiha. To show the kindness of Allah, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also Allah says, Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Rahman. Allah wants to bestow us with great, great favors. So Allah ta'ala says, become my banda, become my servant. I want to shower you with great, great favors. You have these qualities within yourself and see what I will give you. So the first quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is of Ibadur Rahman, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. That those people who walk on the earth with humility, not with pride. Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Ali says, jo zameen par aajizi ke saath chalte hai. A person walks on the ground with humility. Then he says there, ان کے مزاج میں توازو ہے. The temperament, they have got توازو and humility تمام امور میں, in all the matters. اور اس کا اثر چلنے میں بھی ظاہر ہوتا ہے. And the effect of this becomes apparent in their walk. Allah has mentioned the effect, yeah? But the actual thing is in the heart of a person to have this quality of humility that I am nothing at all. And then Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, اور خاص چال کی حیات بیان کرنا مقصود نہیں. The object is not to mention how they are walking. That a person that is walking, he's putting his head down and walking like that there. Actually, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he used to see people walking like that, he used to take a stick and give them a shot. He said, you're sick. Something wrong with you. Walk properly. You are a strong person. You must walk properly. The walk of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also it is mentioned that he used to walk so softly, كَأَنَّمَا الْأَرْضُ تُطْوَى لَهُ, like the earth was spread out for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to walk. But not with arrogance and pride, with humility. So, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, the object is not the walking. Are they walking like, walking slowly, etc.? We are feeling like that. And that's all the mufassirin have mentioned in the kitabs. That you mustn't walk like a sick person. You must walk properly. But in your heart, a person must have that humility. And actually, it shows on a person. When a person is walking, he's walking with that arrogance. His body is out. As Hazrat Mawlana Shaki Muhammad Afsar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when cell phones just came out. So one person was holding the cell phone. So I said, don't. You can use a cell phone, no problem. It's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But you don't have to hold up, like, set up like that. And, oh, I'm using a cell phone. I'm somebody important. I'm somebody great. No. So you're actually, when people will see you, they'll say, this is a humble person. The way he's walking, not purposely showing off. Because Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, kyunki dimagdari ke saath naram raftari mujhe bhi madah nahi. Because your head is full up with pride and arrogance. And now you actually become a humble person. See, this is not something worthy of praise. The actual thing is, in every action of a person, in every the heart of a person must be full with tawadu and humility. And look at the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna. Allah Ta'ala gave us the ilaj, the cure for pride. That how will a person create humility within himself? Allah Ta'ala said, look at the word ard. That you are made from ard. Mina khalaqanakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa mina nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From the earth we created you. So every person, remember your origin. If a person remembers his origin, he can't get pride within himself. Where did I come from? I am from sand. People trample on sand. And if a person thinks also the food we are eating, it eventually turns into sperm, which a person is created from. But it's created from that food. And the food comes from the sand. So originally, every one of us is from sand. And when a person is in the womb of the mother, also an angel comes. And from the sand where he is created, he throws it inside. So every person's body also is from the sand where he will pass away. The land which we will pass away from, the sand is taken from there. And it's placed into a person, the mother's womb. So anyhow, we are created from sand. So if a person ponders and thinks about it, once there was a person walking with great pride and arrogance. Somebody told him, why are you walking like that? He said, you know who I am? He said, yeah, I know who you are. He said, أَوَلُكَ لُطْفَةٌ قَذِرَةٌ وَآخِرُكَ جِيفَةٌ مَذِرَةٌ وَبَيْنَ ذَلِكَ أَنْتَ تَحْمِلُ الْعَذَرَةَ. He said, I know what you are. In the beginning, You are nutfatun maziratun, a qadiratun, one filthy piece of sperm. That's your origin. And finally you'll become jifatun maziratun. You'll become one corpse, which will be still smelling and stinking, and it'll be useless. And in between that day, while you're living in this world, you are carrying a stool in your stomach. So if a person thinks about his origin, where he is, Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, one ilaj of pride is, when a person goes to the toilet, then just think of your position, how you're sitting at that position of yours, how you are, how you're looking at that time. He said this is enough to remove a person's pride from him, his arrogance and his attitude a person has got. Then what are we? So our origin was sand. وَمِنَا نُعِيدُ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ. And you are going to return back to sand. So all that pride and arrogance, look at my buildings, look at my houses, look at my money. You know who I am? I've got knowledge, I've got piety, I've got all of these things. Allah Ta'ala says, look at your way, finally you are going back to, sand. You came from sand, you are going back to sand. How can a person have pride? So whenever a person is walking, then a person, let's look at the ground and think. This is actually that ilaj. If you continuously, a person is walking, you must think that this is where I've come from, this is where I'm going to. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. And finally on the day of Qiyamah, we'll have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will give us our value. What is the value? A person's value we'll only know in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person can't have pride in this world, because I will only know my value there. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has given a beautiful explanation of this dua. When we are travelling in the car, we must read the dua, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. So normally the ulama mention that the reason for this is we are making a small journey in this world. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us at the end of that dua, wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, we are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That now you are making a small journey in this world. How much of intizam, how much you are looking for your goods, you are taking so much of patkos and you are taking so much of provisions. For the small journey, how much of worry and fikr and concern you've got, remember you have to go for a big journey also. So while you are going on that small journey, you are thinking of the big journey of akhirat. So this is what the noble ulama mentioned. As Hazrat Munashiraki Maqsad Sahib Rahmatullah says, another meaning he gives, he says that when you are driving that smart Mercedes Benz, you are driving that smart car, or you got a smart horse in those past times, and now you're getting that pride and arrogance. So think to yourself, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. My actual value is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not my value in this world. He says that this second part is actually removing the pride and arrogance from a person. That in this world I do not know what my value will be. I'll have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah, I will know exactly what my value is. So anyhow, this humility has to come into a person. And a very easy way is for a person to look at the stand and to keep remembering what his origin was, what his final result will be, and he will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. What answer is his answer is going to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only after Allah ta'ala tells him you have passed, then a person can be happy. So, also one point here which ulama say, that sand, as long as it remains down on the ground, then people love sand. But the day sand decides to rise up, then people curse the sand. So Allah ta'ala is teaching us that you are made of sand. Once many, many years ago, we went on Safar with Hazrat Murana, and to Wombat. This is the first time we went as students. So that time we were all sitting down. It was a very hot day. We were all tired. So Mahmood Bhai from Maelstrom, so he stood up and he took the water around and he started serving everybody. So now my friend is telling Yusuf Desai from Melanson Road, he's telling me, but you know what, hey, how can we let this old uncle serve? So I'm telling him, no, this uncle got a lot of tawazu. You know, you won't allow us to do it. I'm feeling tired to go ask him also. But it was wrong for me. I suppose I actually have gone. So anyhow, Azra didn't say anything. But after an hour, 2 hours or so, he called all the students together and he gave a short bayan. And he mentioned this point here, which is a very appropriate, amazing point. Azra said that sand, when it rises up, then nobody likes it. It flies in the air. People swear, they curse it. They don't like sand because it's flying in the air. It can't benefit anyone. It goes in a person's eyes. It causes storms, whatever. But when the sand is down, when it's humble, Hazrat was actually telling us to serve people. Have the quality of the jazbah of making khidmat. You don't wait to be served. You must serve other people. So the sand, when it's down, then everybody loves the sand. And from that sand, a lot of benefit will come out. Plants will grow. And how much people will benefit. But as long as the sand remains down. So this is also another lesson we can take from sand. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. If I remain down, then Allah Ta'ala will raise a person. مَنْ تَوَاذَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. A person who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah. That I am nothing, he realizes his value, his worth. I am nothing at all. Then Allah Ta'ala will raise such a person. So this quality has to come into a person. Nobody really likes proud people. And normally whatever, when a person is proud, for anything he is proud on, Allah Ta'ala, you take the same thing and destroy the person with that. For example, this morning in the tafsir, Maulana mentioned that about Fir'aun, that how he was drowned. He was drowned with the same water. He said, هَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. There's rivers are flowing because of me. I've got power. So Allah Ta'ala took the same water and Allah Ta'ala destroyed him with that day. Whatever a person has got pride and arrogance over, a person got a lot of arrogance, Qarun, that look at my money, my wealth. Allah Ta'ala swallowed him up the earth. It ate him up with that wealth. He was completely destroyed with all of his buildings and whatever he had. So whatever a person has got pride and arrogance over, Allah uses the same thing to destroy a person. So a person must be very, very careful. So anyhow, there was one day one person, he went to one, normally a person when he has authority or knowledge or some status in society, then normally a person, he gets pride within himself. So one man went to one farm, he told the farmer, I want to go see, check up your farm. He said, no problem, you can check up, but don't go in that one area there. So just don't go in that section. So he said, you know who I am? I'm the government authority. You see this badge here? This badge allows me to go anywhere. You can't tell me anything. So he started blowing his trumpet, showing I'm such a great person. So the farmer kept quiet now. He didn't want to tell the person anything. So anyhow, he went inside. Half an hour later, the farmer hears one person is screaming, the same official is screaming and running for his life, and he sees one big bull chasing him. And the person is screaming, help, help, help. So the farmer runs there. He says, show him your badge. So now the way your badge will come to help you now. So now that person, whatever you're showing, that arrogance, Allah Ta'ala will eventually destroy you with that day. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Nobody likes a person who is proud. Our Buzrooks has mentioned that Tawazu has got the quality of jazb. It attracts people, even if it's not done for Allah. If it's not done for Allah's pleasure. Even if it's not done for Allah's pleasure, if a person has got Tawazu, it pulls other people towards him. People like that person. Even though we shouldn't do it not for Allah's pleasure, we'll only get some worldly benefits. But the main thing is for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, a person must humble himself. And why? Because we are nothing, and a person must start realizing himself that he is nothing at all. Now, inshallah, we will just mention a few points. which are certain sifat. To know exactly if a person has got humility is impossible. But there are certain qualities which we can bring within ourselves, which inshallah will create this tawazu and humility within ourselves. The first thing is, pride is batarul haqq, not to accept the truth. So tawazu means to accept the truth. If somebody tells you anything, to accept the truth. I made a mistake, to say I made a mistake. And a lot of times it happens at home, your wife tells you something, now you know she's right. But now you have to justify and prove your point, that you know what. But this was the reason, this was the reason. So a person now makes a lot of excuses. So a person must never make excuses. Don't justify ourselves. Whenever we make a mistake, immediately a person must be prepared to say, I've made a mistake. I'm sorry. I don't know. And this was the speciality of our akabir, our elders. You mentioned about Mawlana Yaqub Sahib Nanotri, rahmatullahi, was the first Shaykh al-Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoband. When he was teaching a kitab, if he didn't know any kitab, if he didn't know anything, any ibarat, he never understood any text. So he immediately, he will wake up from the class, I don't understand, I'm coming now. He'll go to the next door class. And he'll ask the ustad, sometimes his own students, what do you understand from this ibarat? I don't understand it. Person will tell him, see, it makes sense. He'll come back to the class, he'll say, you know what? This is exactly what so-and-so Mawlana told me, and it makes a lot of sense. Sometimes the students in class will say, Hazrat, we don't understand it, we understand it like this. You say, yeah, the way you understand it, it sounds much better. I think the way I'm thinking it is wrong. No pride, no arrogance within himself. And Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi said, because of that, then this, it rubbed off on all of his students also. They were not shy to say, I made a mistake. So Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi himself was a big mufti. So he had a special place called Tarjih or Rajih. Whenever he used to pass any fatwas, and if they found some ulama wrote to him, you made a mistake in this year, then he would publicly openly tell the people that I made a mistake and this is the correct fatwa. He said, because I passed the fatwa before, people will think this is my fatwa and I change my fatwa now. So I tell the people I made a mistake before and this is the correct view. So a person must never ever feel shy to say, I made a mistake. A person must never feel shy to say, I don't know. Because this is a sign of pride. As in Murashaki, Muhammad Aftar Sahib Rahmatullah said that one imam of the masjid, he once passed wind. So immediately he turned around and said, you know what, my wuzu broke. Please restart the namaz, and he went out. So Hazrat said, see, this is tawazu in a person. He accepted the truth. I passed wind. If he was a person of pride, what the people will say? How can I break my namaz and tell the people I passed wind? He'll continue the namaz. He'll destroy his namaz and he'll destroy his akhirat, but because of that pride and arrogance. So this is the first quality that a person must have, this, I don't know, I made a mistake. And a person must be prepared to accept it. Subhanallah wa kabir, what ajib, Allah Ta'ala place on the heart. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thami rahmatullahi alayhi, one day was giving a bayan. And in the bayan, he was giving amazing points he was mentioning. And then he said that, today I'm going to mention something, but it's a great bounty of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty, explaining the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, that this point which you're going to hear, you'll never ever hear from anybody else. This is a special thing which Allah Ta'ala has put into me. And then immediately he stopped, and he said, I did the action of pride. And I tried to cover it up and justify it with tahdith and ni'mat. They said it's a bounty of Allah Ta'ala, and actually it was pride. So I make tawbah in front because I said this, I did this guna and sin in open. So I'm making tawbah also in open here. That actually there was a thing of pride which I tried to cover up and tried to hide it up and say that this is tahdith and ni'mat. I tried to show it as a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how particular they were, how they watched their nafs, and how they were free to say that I made a mistake, I made an error. So may Allah give myself, it's easy to say. Now when you go home and your wife tells you, you did something wrong, and we try to justify ourselves, we try to fight with her. No, a person must say, I made a mistake, I made an error, and I'll correct myself. So this is the first thing. The second thing is, never ever look down upon people. As Mawlana was mentioning now, we should never ever look down upon people. We do not know, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, that there was one prostitute, and she gave water to a dog one day to drink. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala forgave her. Now me and you, if we looked at that prostitute, at this woman, whole life we only saw the evil actions of her. We never saw that. Who will ever see that one action of her feeding the dog? Nobody saw it. But Allah Ta'ala saw it. We look down upon her. She's a whole life, she's living a life of evil, immorality. Definitely you must hate the sin. You must make dua, Allah must remove her from the sin if you know of somebody. But never look down upon that person. That person is going to Jahannam and I'm better than that person. Only we will know our value on the day of Qiyamah. So we can never ever look down. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi once went in jihad, and 8 of his murids were together with him, very, very close murids. So while they were fighting, one kafir came and he killed 8 of these 8 murids. There was 9 of them, he killed 8 of them. And Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi sees, Allah opened up to him, 9 carriages are coming from the heavens. They're coming down. So Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi said, that's 9, I'm the 9th one, that's my carriage. I'm also going to be leaving this world soon. That kafir who killed 8 of them, he comes to Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, he says, you know what? I enter me into the fall of Islam. I want to accept Islam. So he says, then you must go and do the khidmat of deen back in your place. So he accepted Islam, he was martyred, and the land carriage went up, all land carriages. So that person, he fought jihad against the Muslims. He killed so many Muslims. At the end of his life, Allah gave him iman. So how can we look down upon anybody? You see the famous story of Shaykh Ul-Hind Rahmatullah Alayhi. He saw one Hindu person in Jannah, and he said, Lalaji, what are you doing in Jannah? This place is taboo for you. You're not supposed to have been here. He said, before I left this world, Allah Ta'ala gave me the tawfiq to decide kalima, and I left this world with kalima. So until a person leaves this world, we've got no guarantee. Somebody is better, I'm better than somebody else. We do not know how we will leave this world. So this is our Buzruf say, this was the fear they always had. What my end final result was. Every year in the Khank of Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, they used to read the story of Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi, rahmatullah alayhi. And what a great Shaykh he was, and how Allah Ta'ala took away iman, Allah Ta'ala snapped away iman from him. How many murids, 12,000 murids, how many Khankas he was running. People were changing lives, benefiting from him, Shaykh Junaid Baghdadi, Shibli were his murids. What a great person. But if Allah Ta'ala wants to snatch that iman away from a person, Allah is independent. Allah can do as he wants to. So never ever have this attitude that I am somebody, I've got pride. And I'm saying this, bayan, Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq first to make amal. We're saying it for ourselves, to remind ourselves. Firstly, Allah give me the reality. So never ever look down upon people. That this person is like this, this person is like that. And normally those people we look down upon. Once there was one student in the madrasa. So he came, now he was very funny, like he was doing all funny things, and we really took him as a spy. He's a spy. The way he was like hiding and funny things he was doing in the madrasa. So eventually we sent him away. And he went to another madrasa, they also never trusted him. So eventually they sent him back, he went back to America. Eventually once somebody knocking on the door, they see he's not opening the door. They went in the room and they found him in sajda, he had passed away in sajda. And he had a page next to him written there, I'm not a spy. So we do not know what is the condition of any person in this world. So may Allah give us reality. We can never ever look down upon people. That this person is like this, this person is like that. Always think. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali used to give that beautiful muraqabah a person must make. That at the present moment, from all the Muslims in the world, I am Musa Kaji, am the worst of all the Muslims at the present moment. Because I do not know what quality that person has got within his heart, by which he is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with regards to my final end, I'm worse than all the kuffar and animals, because I might leave this world without iman. And they, if a kafir might pass away with iman, he'll be better than me. The animals, there's no hisab kitab for them. So if a person makes this muraqabah, and our kabir teachers make this muraqabah every single day, and as a person makes it slowly, the tawaz won't come into a person one time. It's, in the beginning it's called tatawur. Just the thought will come into a person. What is matlub and desired is tazdik, when a person has got the reality within him. But you must start off with a seed. When you plant the seed slowly, you keep saying it every day. It grows slowly, as Morana mentioned just now, with a drop of water, it hits, slowly the heart opens up. So a person continuously sees it. Maybe after 10 years, 15 years, you will start seeing the fruits of it. But a person must start and use this medication. We think it's something, it's so simple. And we say this, well, what will happen to a person? But do this, small things, simple things. And by means of this, inshallah, a person will get this quality, will come within himself. And the last quality we will mention today, inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue, is a person must have the quality, hizbah of khidmat. Then I must serve other people. And that's also we find in our kabir, in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum became the Khalifa. So the girls of the place where he used to go and milk the goats every day for them. So they said, now he's a Khalifa. Where is he going to come and milk our goats? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum heard this. He said, no. I am the same as I was yesterday. There's no change that's come to my life. I still come every day and milk your goats for you. And then you can ask them, what milk you like? You like the foamy one or without the foamy? Sometimes the girl will say, I want the foamy one. Sometimes say, I want the other one. So this is the quality they had of khidmat. Umar ibn Abdullah Aziz rahmatullah is the Khalifa of the time. One night he's sitting with a mihman, so perhaps to put the light on. So that mihman said, I said, call the servant for you. So he said, no, the servant is resting, why must you trouble him? He said, must I do it? He said, no, I'll do it, don't worry. He went, he fetched it, he lighted the, put the light on or whatever. He said, before I went, I was Umar ibn Abdullah Aziz, and now come back, I'm still Umar ibn Abdullah Aziz. No change has come to my life. I'm still the same person. If I do khidmat, if I help somebody, assist somebody, no change will come to me. I won't become a worse person. So this is the jazba and the quality a person must have. Our kabir of Jehovah, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, said, he had so much of humility. Mullah Madani Rahmatullah Ali went to him and told him, you know what, Mufti Sahib, you're a Mufti. You can't have so much humility. The people will look down upon you. But it was his nature. Mufti Taqi Usmani says, I never saw a person with more humility than my father. He'll go to the market, he'll take the oranges in his kurta, he'll put it there and come back home later there. No airs, like, how can I do such thing like this here? Such humility they had within themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the jazba also, that we can serve the mankind, we can serve one another. And not with this, there's one last point I remembered, in Ikmal al-Shiyam is mentioned, that if a person serves other people with this thought in his mind, that see, I'm very high, but I'm lowering myself, I'm making tawazu, so they say that's takabur, that's pride. When a person serves somebody, he must think, I'm not worthy of this, I'm sure that person is allowing me the ability to serve him, that's tawazu. So normally we serve somebody, we think, I'm great, but let me humble myself. So that's a sign of takabur in a person. That's a very high level. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. May Allah Ta'ala remove from us takabur and pride and bring within us true humility. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah.